New York Sports with us. 877-337-6666. Powered by AT&T Business. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
An early show, KM to 1 a.m. All right, mic check. Let me get this mic situated. Got the boy Rami Levy behind the glass. Like Rami, bro. Tell him it's Rami Levy, not Rami Lavi, like everybody says.
He got it right the second time.
Obviously, the Rangers are on right now. Just tied it up 1-1. Second period is about to end, so we'll take your calls during the intermission, but I feel like this is a window to talk Yanks. Obviously, with the Knicks last night and the huge Game 2 win and the injuries and Reggie Miller and all the controversy with the foul calls and Rick Carlisle's crybaby ass, like there's been a lot of conversation around Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, and the New York Knicks, rightfully so. But we can't ignore the New York Yankees. We can't ignore that the New York Yankees had a great homestand. Shout out to you if you went to the Bronx for any of those games. 5-1 on the homestand. Almost completed the sweep. Had to give the Trashtros one. That was about to be 10 in a row. Had to give them one. And you know what? They stood up for themselves in the first inning today. They stood up for themselves on getaway day. All right. They got one. And now we just beat them every other time. We see them moving forward, but that's it. That's the last time we see them in the regular season. Maybe we see them in the postseason, but I don't think they're making the postseason. And I don't care. I'm not looking forward to facing them in the postseason to avenge the past. Like, no, their run is over. Their dynasty is over. They're cooked. They don't have the pitching. Everybody wanted us to sign Josh Hader. They can have Josh Hader. They sign Altuve. They're starting to spend some money. And Bregman sucks. And yeah, their run is over. So 877-337-6666. I will obviously take calls on the New York Yanks and the Rangers for now. And of course, we're going to get into some conversation about the Indiana Pacers, this next game, what to be expected, injuries to Brunson's sore foot and OG Anunoby's hamstring and what the bench might look like, whatever. We'll get there, but some seeds to plant because we're already up against the break and the update. Some seeds to plant for the Yankee fans. One, because the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. So let me speak to the one side of Yankee fans that's like taking victory laps for Aaron Judge, looking like Aaron Judge in the last couple weeks. See, I told you. Told you he wasn't hurt. Told you that he wasn't washed. See, he's not... he's not overshadowed by Juan Soto. Look at his swing. He's back. Right? And then the other side, which I think I'm more on the other side, of Yankee fans that were concerned. And we're saying, man, you know, is it the toe? Is it the oblique? Which I haven't been talking about that for weeks now. If you watch this guy run in the outfield, he's clearly not hurt. Or people talking about his mental state or his batting stance or his age, 32, whatever. Like, we all want the same thing. We're all getting that now. The captain, all rise, number 99. The ball that he hit to the fresh direct terrace, like baseballs aren't supposed to go up there. That's the sign that Aaron Judge is all the way back and locked in. Ryan Presley knew as soon as he let that ball go, Judge smacked that ball 473 feet. So I'm planting the seed on the Judge conversation. Anthony Volpe, I hate that my boy Volpe always ends up as the Yankees being down to their final out. I hate it. I feel like that's happened 10 times in the last season and a month and some change. It's like the Yankees are down to their final out. Here comes Anthony Volpe. And you know Volpe is a Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. He wants to win it every time. He's up there swinging at pitches from Josh. He wants to hit the ball out. He wants to hit the ball and drive in the tying run so bad. He wants to be the guy to win it. And the Yankees come up short. But for the Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans, I think Volpe's back. I think he fought through the change. I mean, obviously, it's a lot harder to bat leadoff than bat sixth. It's obviously tougher to face everybody's ace and be at the top of the order. And, you know, he had to go through the last month or so adjusting to that. But I think he's back, and he's looked good over the last couple of weeks. The third seed I'll plant here, and there's more. I can plant a bunch of seeds, actually. I'll probably have four or five. Gleyber Torres. It's funny because, you know, on Yankees Twitter, I see some people like at me when Gleyber Torres does something stupid or a bonehead play or mistake or strikes out or just like, it's, talk about having a terrible walk year. Talk about a prove it year, a bet on yourself year. He's not having it, man. But it's weird, right? Because you got John Birdie back and they will easily take Oswaldo out, which I know Oswaldo's not an all-star, but Oswaldo, the more he plays third base, the more I like him there, and he impacts winning. I mean, not too long ago, like before this series or two series before this one, before the Tiger series, he was tied with Judge. I think they both got to 18 ribbies at the same time. He's hit homers. He's had go-ahead hits to give the Yankees the lead, impact plays. I'd rather see him in there than John Birdie, and I also rather see him in there and John Birdie in there over Gleyber Torres every single day. But I understand, right? They're not going to give Gleyber Torres a long-term deal. They've passed on trading Gleyber Torres for the last 3 years. So you got to play him in hopes that, one, he hits and helps the team. Even though they're winning, they don't need him to hit. They're winning. There's enough guys hitting. Verdugo, Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton we'll talk about too. But you need to play him every day in hopes that he hits and raises his stock between now and July 30th so you can trade him and get something more than a bag of chips. 877-337-6666. These are good problems to have, right? These are good conversations to have because all in all, the Yankees are 25-14, a half game out of first place, a great homestand. They go on the road to Tampa next, and you feel good. They're 6-4 in their last 10, and they were this close to completing the sweep of the Houston Astros. They absolutely dominated them. The first series and this series at home. So the last thing I'll sprinkle on you guys is, you know, starting rotation and what happens when Gerrit Cole comes back. I think we're getting there. I think we're getting to the point now. You know, Stroman, he didn't have it today, but they usually win when he's out there. And you know how he kind of is nibbling around the strike zone, and then when he's got to throw a strike, it's getting rocked. It's kind of crazy. You're looking at Luis Gil, like Luis Gil is kind of the most electric guy. Clark Schmidt has been solid enough. Carlos Rodon bounced back. And Nestor Cortez is Nestor Cortez. But man, I'm ready for Gerrit Cole to come back. I know it's going to still be about a month and some change. But yeah, what happens when Cole comes back? Who goes to the bullpen? Is it a six-man rotation? What are they going to do? And speaking of the bullpen, Tommy Canley's on the way back. And we'll talk more about it.